Granny, going back to the log house, how many children did you have up until then before y'all moved?
I had 4 children. Daddy used to work at a shingle mill off there in Shanger, 75 cents a day. And I had to carry his dinner to him and left the baby at the house by himself.
I know a lot of young people these days work to make money for themselves. Back then, I realized, you know, anything that the kids could do helped the whole family. What were some of the things that your children done?
Chopped cotton was all after they got big enough, they chopped cotton and hoed to the neighbors. I think they got 50 cents a day for that.
What did you mention about Aunt Chloe's? What did she do?
She was the main leader. The rest of them had to follow Chloe's to do all. She was a boss. If they'd done anything, they'd say, yeah, don't y'all do nothing that Chloe's wouldn't do.
How much did you say that she got when she went to the Pelder to take the eggs?
Around 50. What they got was a cloth Indian head for 50 cents a yard, and they got enough to make her and her sister a dress. And I taken the scraps and made one of the neighbor's little girl a dress, combined them two together.
Is that mainly what things I know
I just give them that. They didn't give me no price for
it. Right. A lot of things that you done on the farm, y'all done as a family, but one thing you specialize in is seamstress. What were some of the things you made back then to swap for goods from other people?
Well, the best thing that I can remember for wintertime would be take a man's suit, and I could tear it up, and then I could make a lady's suit out of it, and that was the best thing I thought at that time to get a price for it that I didn't get nothing. It was a neighborly deed.
Did you make different odds and ends or cooking or anything like that back then also?
I done the best I could. I made when all of them was working on the farm, didn't have no sugar to make cakes out of. I'd take my sorghum syrup. My daddy had a syrup mill and we had plenty of syrup. We got 50 cents a gallon for it, and I take mixed sorghum cakes, we called it, and put apples in it, and rolled it up like a jelly roll, and when they come in from the field, that was real good.
I imagine so. You also mentioned to me earlier that y'all had moved down to Florida for a short period of time. When was that?
Well, the mama lived down there then, and she thought in being in warm weather, since Leanna had polio, that she could soon walk again, but she didn't. So we stayed down there a year and a half and come back to Granny's. And I don't know how long it was, but several years. Then the county agent got her a place to go to Memphis, Tennessee, to the Blessed Doctors up there. And they put her in cast, but she still couldn't walk.
Now then, after y'all moved back from Florida, you said that you stayed at back at your mother's place. Then you moved back to move to where you are today. Were things any different by this time?
Oh, yes, I had a girl old enough then to go to work in the mill, and my daddy worked at the mill. So we was lots better off then than y'all was back then when we was on the farm and wasn't nothing during the summertime. We could pick blackberries and huckleberries, and daddy would carry Mr. Tyler Biggin and get 10 cents a gallon for it, and he'd spend it all for groceries.
This being a new area that y'all hadn't lived on before, y'all had to purchase this place. Y'all lived on about 4 acres now. they live on about 4 acres. About how much was that about when you purchased it?
Well, when I first moved here, we had to pay $350 an acre for it. But Daddy was done it growing then. He didn't have no payday. He was too old to work then. Mm-hmm. So that was what he had to pay for it. And paid for the, you call it Social Security then?
Right. Well, can you compare that to how it was probably back between now and the time you lived in log houses over about a period of about 30, 40 years?
No, I mean, when we got opportunity to buy, we still were working at the Shanger Mill, and we could get 40 acres of ground for $100. We thought we was rich.
And here it is, went up to 350 for 4 acres.
Yeah.
I tell you, no matter 30, 40 years, prices go up. After y'all had built the place where you look, where you now reside, about how long was it before your husband died?
I didn't know him. I'll say 10 years.
About 10? Well, how many of your children, you still had all 9 children living with you at that time? Have some of them got married?
No, the children are all gone, just me and Daddy and Mama. Crying Mama lived here then.
So,
yeah.
That was still one of you taking care of your mother?
Yeah. I call her Miss Steele. No, it wasn't Miss Steele, but that's what her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me, was I drawing, was talking about what I'd done and how much the medicine was costing. And she says, are you drawing a check? And I said, no, ma'am, I can still work.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I'll help you get on it. And I draw $12.40 for the first 5 years, I think.
Your husband, after he was gone, you still had to take care of your mother. Was there anybody else that helped you along?
My brother sent me $25 the last year Mama lived, $25 a month, mm-hmm, to pay for her medicine.
Granny, I know that shortly after that your mother passed on, and not too long after that, so also did your husband. And as you look back, do you think you had it better off being in the country rather than in the city?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was close to my youngest and the children. Long time.
Yeah. Well, what kind of jobs, were women given from either the difference ones between the country and being in the country or being in the city back in the time?
Well, Merle was in Ohio, she had a good job. But in the country, we didn't want kids. The main thing was in the fall or in the summer when the girls could hold and chop cotton and everything like that. Then when they anyway, they all could go get full of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Full of fodder.
Well, how does that differ than some of the ones that you mentioned earlier? Talking about the ones in the city. Some of the jobs
that they have. Well, one in the city, they worked in the cotton. We call it cotton mill. We call it commerce. They'll have to work in booths over the crown, shipping and all of that. We done fine. His wife worked too. And Ed and Merle was in print mills, you know, they made pretty good. They were there for nothing at all.
Right.
So John both worked in the
booths.
Right. They got married.
Well, as you look back, over your family period, do you think you had it worse off than other families?
I guess I did by having mama blind, couldn't see, and I had to stay in the house all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had to, it worked, they could work in the middle of the field. But I had to stay in the house, but she wasn't in the polio. Mm-hmm. I had to stay in the house or hold it.
Right.
Yeah,
she was my second husband, and from then on, I had to stay in the house. If I couldn't get nobody else to stay, mm-hmm. I would stay in the house. I know you, being all your kids now have grown, some of them have unfortunately passed on. Do you think, even though the hard times are good times, that you made the best out of what you had?
I always done that, and never went to show, never had to pay a penny for all my showing. I never did snuff, and I didn't drink coffee, and I didn't have fine, good clothes, so I wore hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my poor youngins did most of the time. If we're not a feed stack, so just hand-me-down stuff for my children.
Yeah.
We didn't know this.
What's some of your thoughts now that you look on, you see your great grandchildren, along with your grandchildren, and even great great grandchildren? What are some of your feelings toward that?
I just wish they could save the money and do like we and not get in fight, not go with all of them, and not have them. They have to go to the show every week. They have to have seniors. I got a 35 on it for a big old coat.
Mm-hmm.
We never had that. We didn't make something. We drank milk and water. But now, because I'm saying they don't have a coat, there's some good coat drink. We don't. If they do, we got some more. I don't know what they want to do to not have polio. I'd like to know that the eight fellows, you know, the ones that did have polio, what did they do? What happened to them? Is it anything I've done wrong?
Mm-hmm.
They're buried, but she had polio. Sometimes you know that mom and dad has polio.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jane, I really appreciate your time, and so
I'm going to start typing anything you can think about.